Hey, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show. It's our For the Record segment with Sam and Ash Injury Law.
Yeah, guys, golf carts seem to be everywhere these days. Of course, golf courses, but also different communities. And we see a lot of kids in them. We see a lot of people letting their kids drive them. If there happens to be an injury with a minor, who is liable for this? Is it the parents for letting them drive it? Is it what happens in a situation like this?
Yeah, so this happens all the time. And I'm looking over here at Ashley, who did a lot of driving of golf carts as a minor. I don't know if she ever really hurt anybody, but if she had, her parents would be the first in line to be responsible. But then if, of course, she had been driving recklessly in view of...
Never.
for the record. In view of people working at the golf course and they didn't do anything to stop her, then... Yeah, if I was representing the injured victim, I would bring in the club.
Yeah, so actually, Sam's right. I grew up on a golf course. It's where I learned a lot of my hard life lessons. My brother actually broke his arm in a golf cart accident. The driver of the golf cart was an employee of the country club. And so the issue was my dad, who's an attorney, thought about bringing a claim against the country club because their employee effectively ran over his son's arm and caused him to still, to this day, have a metal plate in his arm. But the reality was my dad looked at him and said, you guys were both horsing around. There's probably some assumption of risk and comparative fault. But Right. Yeah, it's a serious, these injuries are serious. And if you own one of these golf carts, you absolutely need to make sure that your insurance policy covers it or that you have a special policy for it.
You heard it here first, the legal team of Sam and Ash. They care, they help you win because you deserve what's right. Hurt in a crash? Call Sam and Ash, 702-820-1234 or samandashlaw.com.